Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast, Cleaning Up the Mental Mess. Well, with COVID over, hopefully, everyone's back to traveling. I mean, gosh, I was just traveling last night and the airports are so full. Well, that comes to the reason why I'm doing today's podcast, because people have been asking me lately, what do you do for your mental health when you're traveling? Because you want to travel, but it can be such a stressful time. So I decided to do a podcast on some tips to help maintain your mental health while traveling. So here are 9 tips to do that. So first thing is plan ahead. Research your destination, familiarize yourself with local customs, transport options, and potential challenges to minimize surprises. I cannot stress that enough. For someone who has traveled a lot, and my kids travel all over the world, this podcast has had a lot of input from my kids. My 4 kids have traveled extensively and still do. And so these are really, I mean, they are pros. So these are really great tips. So make sure that you research your destination, you know, because things like, you know, familiarize yourself with local customs. Otherwise, you can get into embarrassing situations. Look at transportation options, because maybe, you know, is Uber, is there maybe local underground or whatever, that kind of thing. But any potential challenges that are related to that particular area that you're going to, just to minimize surprises, because surprise can really throw you and can cost a lot of money. Good idea to create an itinerary. If you're going to a place for the first time and you don't know much about it except what you've read, when you get there and you're in this incredible place, like the first time maybe that you go to Rome or Paris or something like that, there's just so much that you can get kind of lost in, you know, what to do, and you can waste hours of time, which can be exhausting and frustrating, and then you don't get the full benefit because you want to, you know, it's difficult to enjoy anything when you're exhausted and frustrated. So create an itinerary. Speak to people that know about travel. Speak to a travel agent or plan it yourself. These days, there's so much help to be able to do it yourself. But create an itinerary, because having a rough plan can provide structure and reduce the anxiety, and also include time for relaxation and self-care. So if you pack your day from 6 in the morning to 12 at night, I can guarantee by the third day, you're done. You won't enjoy anything. So be reasonable about how much you want to do, and give yourself time to eat lunch and enjoy lunch and enjoy the food, and you know, have time where you maybe just want to sleep in one of the mornings and go for a massage and that kind of thing. As someone who prioritizes my mental health and physical well-being, I'm always looking for products that help me look and feel my best each day, which can be a challenge. This is why I love Purity Woods. Their mission is to provide people with the cleanest and most effective health, aging, and longevity products available. All of their products are USDA certified organic, non-GMO, free of anything artificial, free of toxic preservatives and synthetic additives like pesticides, chemical fertilizers and dyes, parabens, and of course, it's cruelty-free and never tested on animals. Purity Woods products leverage the wonders of a revolutionary ingredient, maple leaf extract. Maple leaves contain anti-inflammatory antioxidants and hydrating properties, which can help soothe irritated or inflamed skin while also plumping, brightening, and nourishing it. Their age-defying Dream Cream is a game changer. It will make you look and feel like you've jumped back years in time. Its powerful formula contains revolutionary maple leaf extracts plus over 25 unique and potent ingredients that help eliminate fine lines, wrinkles, age spots, and uneven skin tone. Turn back time on the appearance of your skin with Purity Woods Age-Defying Dream Cream. Purity Woods is currently offering 17% off site-wide, but we have an additional 10% discount for our listeners for a total savings of 27%. Go to puritywoods.com/Dr. Leaf or enter the code Dr. Leaf at checkout for an additional 10% off your first order. That's PURITYWOODS.com and enter the code Dr. Leaf for a total of 27% off your order. The link and details will be in the show notes. Then second point, practice self-care while you're traveling. So get sufficient sleep. Okay, traveling can really disrupt your sleep rhythm, and find the best sleep rhythm for you. If you can sleep on the plane, sleep on the plane. If you can stay awake until it's nighttime, you know, stay awake until it's nighttime. You know, work what works for you, but get into a sleep schedule as soon as possible. So prioritize rest to maintain your energy and your mood. I have found that when I travel, and it may be different for you, but the way I manage the time difference thing, because we travel all over the world, is as soon as I get to the place, have a shower, freshen up, and if I feel like I need to sleep, I sleep. If I can keep going though until nighttime, if I arrive during the day, I do. But if that's sleep is calling me, I always freshen up and then I'll go and sleep. One thing I also do that helps tremendously is I'll go and have a sauna in the hotel. And that helps to just reset as well. And it helps maybe keep you going for a little bit longer. And then you've got more energy and then you can keep going until it's nighttime. So you're not sleeping during the day and then sleeping all night, awake all night long. If I do need a nap, I make sure I put my alarm on and I limit it to an hour or two so that I take it as a nap as opposed to sleeping for 10 hours and then having to be up all night, which is frustrating. Eat well. Okay, and make sure taste things, but just make sure that you filter in between some really healthy food choices that you know are nutritionally dense, that you know will keep you going, and support your physical and mental health. Stay hydrated. You know, carry some water around. Make sure you're drinking. I'm a coffee holic, so I'm forever drinking coffee. So I have to force myself. And I always say I do drink water. I drink water with coffee in, but I do force myself to also drink some electrolyte water in between. And engage in physical activity, moving around, okay? So generally, we walk quite a lot when you're traveling. But if you're sitting in buses a lot and doing tours where you're not moving that much, maybe think about just adding in a good walk or maybe a little bit of a workout at the gym. Then the next tip, pack mindfully. Oh my gosh, the days when I used to pack suitcases that were just too heavy to drag along. Is really to bring things that are comfortable and you don't need multiple things. So it's really to organize it that you have some good basics that can mix and match and that are comfortable to wear and that don't get totally creased when you're traveling and that kind of thing. And that's really, really good. And then make sure you have your basic essentials. You know, don't assume, oh, well, if I need that, I'll get it there. Make sure you've got your basic medications and basic toothpaste and, you know, things that you need to clean your face and that kind of stuff. It can help so much. Stay connected. So important in this day of AI where people can clone your voice and that kind of thing. And, just generally make sure that your location finder's on so that people know where you are. Stay in touch. Let people know where you are at all times. Keep in touch with your family and friends through messages. Use social media very mindfully. Be very careful of constantly putting up pictures of where you are in the moment. There's a lot of AI scams where people are basically tracking other people. You put a little video up, they can clone your voice and there's terrible things of people phoning and saying, we've got your daughter and demanding a ransom and that kind of thing. So it's to be very, very wise about what you're posting on social media and staying connected, keeping your location finder on and so on. Practice neurocycling, guys. So tune into things that stress you out. You know, you can do a neurocycle in 30 seconds. You can go through all 5 steps in 30 seconds. You can be feeling a sense of unease. Quickly run through the steps of the neurocycle to try and work out why you're feeling uneasy and what you can do about it. Because it's just the 5 steps of the neurocycle are aligning your psychoneurobiology and getting your networks in place, activating your wisdom so that you have got clarity for the next decision that you have to make. So doing a quick neurocycle is really, really great. Have you ever been on the hunt for a new doctor and you ask literally everyone you know for their recommendation? You know, a doctor who actually gets you, listens to you, and makes you feel super comfortable. And finally, after weeks of searching, you find the one. So you call their office and they have an appointment available, but then the receptionist tells you this perfect doctor doesn't take your insurance. Well, wipe your tears, put away the ice cream, and head over to ZocDoc to find and book the doctor who is right for you and takes your insurance. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost any condition you're searching for. These docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not bots. I use ZocDoc all the time, especially when traveling, and you should too. Just go to ZocDoc.com/DrLeaf and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/DrLeaf. ZocDoc.com/DrLeaf. The link and details will be in the show notes. Set realistic expectations. So accept imperfections. You know, traveling comes with unexpected challenges. So things may not be as wonderful in that restaurant as you paid all that money for. You may have to wait in lines to go and see some amazing thing. And that can be incredibly frustrating, especially if it's in challenging weather or something like that. So just prepare yourself that, you know, when that happens, well, you're in a foreign country, you're still here, it's frustrating. What can you do to use your time? Maybe chat to the people around you, learn about the culture, make some friends. But just, you know, prepare for that. except when things don't go perfectly, except when a date didn't pan out in this perfect way that you had planned. And what did come out of it? You're in that foreign country. You're learning something new. What did you see that was amazing? What did you experience that was wonderful? And laugh about the terrible things too. You know, maybe the food was terrible and maybe the you waited so long and it was a big disappointment, but at least you waited so long and you saw the thing and you can be disappointed about it. You know, so it's your attitude. Take breaks. You know, balance the exploration with the relaxation. Don't overschedule your days. I actually mentioned this already. And listen to your body. You know, if you really feel like you just can't go on and you need a little bit of a rest, take a rest. Embrace flexibility, okay? Be open to change because things can happen. Unexpected change. Don't let it throw you. Expect change and be flexible. This is my plan. This is what I want to do. But, you know, if things change, I'm going to roll with the punches. But you've got to prepare yourself for that. You can't, in the moment to do that can be very difficult and can lead to tempers rising and steal the joy of the day. So if something doesn't work out, be flexible. Okay, well, that didn't work out. What else should we do? Maybe we just hang out at the hotel today and do nothing. Taking care of ourselves is paramount. Healthy eating and exercise are often the focus, but something just as important that a lot of people overlook is making sure to get quality rest. With the Hatch Restore 2, take control of your sleep habits and wake up feeling your best. The Hatch Restore 2 is your bedside sleep guide, your ally in rest. The innovative all-in-one dream machine is a sophisticated sound machine, light and alarm clock beautifully designed for your bedside table. Good rest allows you to be the best version of yourself, which is why the Hatch Restore 2 was engineered to help you form healthy sleep habits for life. Your Hatch teaches your body when it's time to sleep and when it's time to rise, with light and sound cues. It also coaches you through meditations and mindfulness exercises that transform the time before and after sleep into restful rituals. I love using my Hatch when I travel, which helps me regulate my sleeping patterns faster, even in different time zones. The white noise function is especially helpful in hotel rooms where it can be pretty loud or unusually quiet when trying to go to sleep. I also love that I can wake up gently with a sunrise alarm clock that supports your natural circadian rhythm without the need for hotel wake-up calls or multiple alarms on my phone. Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of a Hatch Restore 2 and free shipping at hatch.co/Dr. Leaf. Sleep deeply and wake gently with the Restore 2. Go to hatch.co/Dr. Leaf to get $20 off and free shipping. That's hatch.co/Dr. Leaf. The link and details will be in the show notes. And then seek support if needed. If you're experiencing heightened stress, anxiety or other mental health issues during your travels, you anticipated this wonderful holiday, but the stress of traveling has really got to you, you know, get professional help. Maybe you need to jump onto something like BetterHelp or something like that and, you know, maybe do a session with a therapist, do some more neurocycling, maybe phone a good friend and just, you know, take the day off, take a few hours off just to chat through and just to ground yourself again. So there we go. Let me quickly go through them again. Plan ahead, practice self-care, pack mindfully, stay connected, practice neurocycling, set realistic expectations, take breaks, embrace flexibility, and seek support if needed. Remember, everyone's travel experience is completely unique, so find the strategies that work best for you and align with your mental health needs, and then you can enjoy it. I hope this helped you. Share this podcast with your friends and family. I'd love it if you can leave me a rating and a review on social media. That'll be on wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget about our wonderful Brainy Bundle, where you can get my latest book, How to Help Your Child Clean Up Their Mental Mess, beautiful coloring book that goes with it, and our little character Brainy that is throughout the book to help your children manage their mental health. I hope this helps you. Enjoy your week, and I look forward to seeing you next time.